Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. And as we get closer to the holiday season, let's check in and find out what's happening with the Salvation Army. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Lieutenant David Cully. David is with the Salvation Army. Hey there, David. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey there, Gary. Glad to be here with you.
So, you know what? I thought we'd get started today by kind of figuring out some terminology that the Salvation Army uses. First of all, the question I have is the Salvation Army part of the military?
Yeah, that's a great question. But no, we're not part of the United States military or any other military. What we are is an organization that is mobilized for doing good. And so we use a lot of sort of what probably seems kind of funny military terminology just to represent the fact that we are mobile, that we are taking action, and that we're doing everything that we can to serve people in the communities that we're in.
How long has the Salvation Army been around, especially here in Portland?
Yeah, so the Salvation Army as an organization was started in 1865 in England by a fellow named William Booth, who was a little frustrated that the church wasn't serving the lost and the least like he really wanted to see them being served. And so he started the movement of the Salvation Army to make sure that people that were being overlooked wouldn't be overlooked anymore. And we've been here in Portland since 1886. I'm from the Portland Tabernacle is the location that I'm located in. And we were the first occurrence of the Salvation Army in Portland. And that was now 136 years ago.
Wow. You haven't been in the whole 136 years though, right?
Myself, no. But but I'm glad to be a part of a legacy that is really incredible.
What do you mean by tabernacle? And why are you Lieutenant David?
Yeah, those are great questions also. So it just fits in with that army theme that we have in the Salvation Army. It helps us stand out. We are a church, but instead of calling our churches just this or that church, we call ourselves this or that corps using that army terminology. And we use some other terminology like tabernacle. That just means that we are a church. We're a place of worship, but we are not just active on Sunday, but we're active Monday through Saturday as well, doing everything that we can to meet human need without discrimination, whether that's through food services, whether that's through helping people in whatever situation they're in, giving them a hand up, not just a hand out. And particularly the terminology for the officers, we call our ministers, which is what I am, officers, and my rank is a lieutenant, gives us the ability to really mobilize quickly. We also are a relief organization for natural disasters. And so whenever we're responding to a disaster, I could get called at any time to respond to a fire, natural disaster, or earthquake damage, or personal disaster. And our ranking system is not about sort of who's on top, but allows us, when I'm organized for emergency response, that we have in place already a whole chain of command. And so we're going to be able to be effective quickly, even when working with people that we haven't worked with before.
How involved was the Salvation Army with the wildfires we've had in and around Portland and Southwest Washington over the last couple of years, especially?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to respond in a lot of ways. We partner with a variety of other relief organizations to figure out sort of what part of the equation that we can fill. Oftentimes that's food distribution, because that's something we do well, but we also are oftentimes involved in finding temporary housing, creating programs to help people get connected with whatever services they need to get back on their feet, whether that's clothing, whether that's transportation, whether that's housing, whether that's even just food to eat that night or a place to sleep that evening.
And where do you get all these things like the food and the clothing and stuff? Is that all from donations, or where does that come from?
Yeah, so very largely, the way that we're able to do everything that we do is through donations. That is sometimes donations of goods, items. Also, very much we're supported by the generous contributors that partner with us in doing what we do. We do also partner with, receive grant money and things like that to distribute government resources and be a part of that process as well.
David, how did you get involved with the Salvation Army?
Yeah, you know, I was a little bit of a latecomer. Some people in the Salvation Army have been in it for generations and generations, but I met the Salvation Army through my wife in college. And I was going to a different church, but when I came with her to the Salvation Army church, you know, I was first sort of taken aback by some of the oddities. Salvation Army ministers wear a uniform that is a little bit distinct, and like we talked about, that army language made me go, man, I don't know, you know, what is this organization really about? But I quickly found as a church, they're a church with theology that I was able to connect with and feel good about, not doing anything that was out of the ordinary to me. But then the thing that they did do that was out of the ordinary was that instead of just having sort of an inward focus on their own people, they really every day had an outward focus. The church was made up of people that had been served by the Salvation Army, many of whom had gone through the Salvation Army's recovery programs, helping people get out of addiction from drugs and alcohol. Many of the people in the church had been served coming off the streets in various ways and have been given a hand up and made able to have sustainable housing. And it really just, I was impacted in seeing that this was an organization that was dedicated to connecting with the lost and the least without discrimination in a really powerful way. And it drew me in. And over the years, I got more involved and have recently become a minister with the organization and get to do this now part-time. And it's a blessing.
It sounds like so many people that the Salvation Army has helped out, they all come back and return the favor, right?
Oftentimes. Yeah. A lot of the people that are connected with the Salvation Army have somehow been served by the Salvation Army. And, you know, a real blessing that I get is oftentimes when I'm out in the community, whether that's doing our kettle fundraising around Christmas time, which I know you're going to be seeing in the next couple months, or doing any of the other programs that we do, whether that's back to school backpack distributions or the many other things that we do. But I often have people come up and go, oh man, you don't know this, but when I was a child, we didn't know where our next meal was going to come, and the Salvation Army showed up with a box of food. Or we didn't know if we were going to be able to keep the lights on, and the Salvation Army helped us pay that bill. And it's really special to see that there's legacies of what the Salvation Army has been able to do to help people.
Yeah, that probably keeps you loving your job.
Absolutely. There are hard days, but every time that it gets hard, I'm also reminded that it's great work that we get the opportunity to do.
We're talking today with David Culley with the Salvation Army locally here in Portland. And you kind of touched on it just a minute ago about the bell ringers that are going to be out pretty soon. When does that take place?
Yeah, so that's coming right up. So we're going to have what we call our kettle kickoff. That's going to be the beginning of our Christmas kettle fundraising on November 19th, right before Thanksgiving. And that'll go all the way through Christmas Day. And so, you'll start seeing the kettle show up outside of your favorite retail stores. And you'll see those kettle ringers cheerily ringing the bell.
Are those kettle ringers, they're all volunteers, aren't they?
Many of them, though some are paid. we often have people who maybe struggle with finding other kinds of work, and so come and work for the season with us, and that's something they look forward to. But many of them also are volunteers that, like we talked about, have in some way been touched by the Salvation Army, and maybe they can't give in a large way financially, but they can give a little bit of time, and it makes a huge difference.
And they always have a smile on their face. I'm always amazed by that, because that's that can be some tough work standing up there in all kinds of weather.
That's right. That's right. And you got to have tough skin, thick skin, because not everybody is real nice passing by that kettle. But, you know, I think those people are just motivated by knowing the good that they're doing. That every person that does end up donating to the kettle, that money stays right in their own community, whatever whatever area code they're donating in, that money is spent back into that community and is going towards the people that are in the most need all year long.
Tell us more about what the Salvation Army is doing for the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's hard to believe, but they're coming right up.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Seems like every year they sneak up on us, right?
That's right. That's right. We were talking earlier. I'm actually in a Halloween costume while I'm talking to you right now, because we're doing some fun Halloween events right here at the Portland Tabernacle, serving seniors in our community. But after Halloween, we're going to be full bore into that Thanksgiving and Christmas season. So for Thanksgiving, we're going to be almost every program in the Salvation Army in the Portland area, of which there are 8 different Salvation Army programs between other cores like ours, which are churches and social service centers, as well as our female emergency shelter, our domestic violence shelter, our shelter and community center for veterans, and our summer camp. Each of those facilities are all going to be doing something for Christmas and for Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving, oftentimes that means giving out some Thanksgiving-related food boxes to families that maybe would have a hard time putting together a traditional Thanksgiving meal. And so we actually give out food boxes every month throughout the year on the first and third Friday of the month. So we're giving out food boxes year round here at the Portland Tabernacle, but we especially have some partners that partner with us to help us make an extra special Thanksgiving food box. And that's something pretty similar to what many of the other places are going to be doing. Though we're having a little bit more struggle this year because one of our major Thanksgiving food donors recently has let us know that they're not going to be able to provide as much as they were hoping. And so just like, you know, everybody else, we're being affected by the continued, you know, changes that are happening with the economy and the pandemic. And so we're hoping that other donors will be able to step up both individually and organizationally to help us continue to meet those needs this Thanksgiving.
That's a big, big undertaking. What are you seeing the need get better? Or is it, how have things been over the last couple of years, I guess?
Things have been hard. I think almost every family has experienced that we are all probably a little closer to being in need than we would have liked to have believed. As people sort of realize that, man, not every paycheck is guaranteed, I think people have become a little more aware that you know, we're all in this together. And so, yes, the need has become greater. And that has made it harder for many people to give. But it also has made some people realize, you know what, there may come a day, you know, I'm not immune from maybe needing some help someday also. And so in some ways, more people have decided to give, but it has also been hard on a lot of families. So yeah, there's been a lot of need from help preventing evictions, from many of the drug treatment centers, having trouble keeping their doors open because of COVID restrictions. So we've been trying to figure out how we can fill those many gaps that have been created over the last couple of years.
How can our listeners and people in our area help out the Salvation Army?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's so many ways that you can. You know, a really easy way is that, you know, donations, monetary donations, go a long way. And we're one of the organizations with the lowest overhead of any other nonprofit. And so that's why we have our slogan, doing the most good. That comes from an older slogan saying that we're doing the most good with your donation, saying that we're going to put as much of as much, the highest percentage of every donation back into the community as we can. Also, though, you know, not everybody has the ability to be a financial donor. And we are in such need of volunteer donors as well. People that are able to give a little bit of their time as well as their resources. And they can do that by connecting with their local Salvation Army, by being a kettle ringer, going to any of your, Googling what your nearest Salvation Army location is and giving them a call and seeing if you can volunteer for a few hours of bell ringing. That helps us tremendously. We're also going to be doing a huge toy distribution that we do every Christmas. And all of the eight or more Salvation Army organizations in the Portland metro area come together to serve over 2,000 families in the Portland metro area. And so we need lots of volunteers at our warehouse, organizing and making sure that we're able to run that event with as smoothly as possible.
How about giving out some information about where people can get more information on volunteering and make donations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a great website or a great email, if you want to let us know that you would like to volunteer in the metro area, is going to be csmetrodept, so csmetrodept at usw.salvationarmy.org. That's an email that you can reach out and let us know that you're interested in volunteering or connecting with us in some way, or a phone number that you can call that'll we'll be able to route you to whoever the best Portland Metro resource is for you is 503-794-3267. But you can also Google Salvation Army Portland Metro and you're going to get to our website and be able to get connected to us in that way to find out ways that you can help and serve.
Are there several branches, or you call them cores, right, of the Salvation Army in our area?
Yes, that's right. So the core that I'm at, the Salvation Army Portland Tabernacle, we're currently located in Happy Valley, but we also have a core in Gresham that serves the community there, and we have a core on Moore Street, right in northern Portland, as well as our female emergency shelter in the heart of downtown Portland. And our Tualatin Valley Service Center serving Tualatin Valley, our Veterans and Family Center. We have a variety of different things going on.
Excellent. We're talking today with David Culley with the Salvation Army. So, David, yeah, we know that you have learned that you guys do a lot of stuff around the holiday season, but how about year round? You're busy all the time.
Yeah, excellent point. Yeah, people often really know us for the work that we do in the holiday season. They know about the kettles. They know about our Christmas distribution. But each of these programs that we've talked about today are running year-round. Here at the Portland Tabernacle, year-round, we have services for children and adults. We have community programs like music classes. We have a karate class. We have leadership and skill building classes, much like Boy and Girl Scouts that we call troops. We have food box distribution that happens year round on the first and third Friday of each month. And we have church service that happens every Sunday. And so we're trying to meet physical and spiritual and social needs year round. And those kinds of programs are happening at all the different Salvation Army locations all year long.
Excellent. Talk to me a little bit about the men's and women's programming that you offer.
Yeah, so we have a variety of programs. We have a junior band because so often music and art programs are the first things that are being cut in public schools. And so we have a junior band for both children and adults to pick up a brass instrument for the first time and learn to play with a band. And there's even local and West Coast competition opportunities as children and adults start building those skills. Or for people that maybe grew up playing, but now don't have a community of people to play with. We have our senior band that goes and plays all around the Portland area, playing for different community events, playing just to bring some joy to the senior community, playing at a variety of Christmas events to just bring some Christmas cheer through those great brass bands. We also have children and adult choirs. Like I said, we have a karate class that serves all ages, children up to seniors. And we're just always trying to have something going on. Just like today, we have our senior harvest party, where we have a number of seniors from the area that we've bust in and get to just have some fun being together, playing some games, doing some activities, having some food, and having some social time together.
I bet that's really great for not only seniors, but for everybody to kind of get back together and be social again. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's been a craving for a place to come, to belong, to connect with people. And so we have tried to find the balance of how do we connect safely throughout this whole thing that we've all been navigating over the last several years, but also without giving up on any of our families. You know, all throughout the pandemic, when we weren't able to meet in person, we still would drive to each house of the children and seniors that we connected with and drop off activities. We would have Zoom meetings and Zoom get-togethers. And now we're back to being able to meet in person, and people are able to do that as much as they're comfortable doing. And so, yeah, people are absolutely sort of drinking that in and really enjoying the fact that they're able to be back together in person, see each other's faces, laugh and smile together.
Yeah, Zoom is definitely a great thing to have during the pandemic. That was like, wow, okay, we can see each other, but it's just not the same, right? It's being really physically face to face.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit too about the work that you guys do with veterans.
Yeah. You know, the Veterans Center is not my personal area of expertise. But I know that the Veterans Center is a short-term transitional housing center that's supported by the VA, the Veterans Administration, and provides a therapeutic environment for 50 veterans and their families. They serve veterans from all different eras and military branches, as well as their dependents for up to 9 months as they try to get connected with long-term housing. They have intensive case management to help people through various issues that they're working with to get paperwork sorted out, to work through all kinds of personal issues to get to long-term self-sustainability.
In the last couple of minutes we have here, David, talk to me about some misconceptions about the Salvation Army. Sometimes people say you're too much of this and not enough of that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, and it's something that has surprised me over the last 10 years that I've been involved in the Salvation Army. You know, I think the shortest way to really talk about it is that, you know, we're an organization that is around the world and has been doing the work that we've been doing for over 150 years. And so I think, unfortunately, sometimes people try to attach an agenda to our name for a little bit of name recognition. But, you know, we've weathered this storm throughout the years by continuing to just do what we do. You may read this or that, but I encourage everybody to look at the work that we have done and look at the work that we continue to do in the Salvation Army. We have for 150 years across many continents and countries served people, the lost and the least, without discrimination in every social group and every socio-political atmosphere to the best of our ability. And so if you hear something that gives you pause, I would encourage you to talk to your local Salvation Army person. Check out our international position statements. That's something that you can Google, the Salvation Army International Position Statements, to get some great facts about who we are, what it is we believe, and what it is we don't believe. And so that way it can be a little bit easier not to get confused about what we are not doing and representing, because our goal first and foremost is to serve the lost and the least. And unfortunately, we have had people stop supporting us, stop connecting with us because of a lie that they read on the internet. And so I just encourage everybody that has a relationship with the Salvation Army to reflect on the work that we have done, the work that we continue to do. And remember that we're not going to stop doing that work, but we need the support of our great supporters that we've had over the years.
David, keep doing what you do. It's very welcome.
Yeah. It's our pleasure. And we're just grateful that we have the opportunity to do it. We feel that, that we were given the free gift of salvation. And, so we want to give out the free gift of service. And so, that's why we do what we do, and we will continue to do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
We've been talking today with Lieutenant David Culley with the Salvation Army. Thanks, David, for being on the show. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.